On a Monday, you're with us for the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We're talking about the rise of electric e-bikes, electric bikes, and what we should know about them around town. But first, we're traveling over to our fall membership drive. I'm here with Michael Arnold. Good morning. Happy Monday.
Good morning.
And the largest source of funding for WPR programs is from listeners like you. And this drive is your chance to support all the programs you listen to throughout the year. So take that important step when you donate at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And this hour we have a goal of 10 gifts. Now that doesn't seem like a lot, but it's Monday. It's Monday. Kind of slow moving on Monday. So these hourly goals are important. They help us stay on track financially so we can keep the discussion going strong on the Ideas Network. So why don't you be that first person who makes a gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, Wisconsin Public Radio is committed to quality, and that's why we've been around for more than 100 years. That is so remarkable. And since listener donations make up the largest piece of funding for WPR programs, that quality is possible thanks to you.
Your contribution makes this program possible and so many others as well when you give your part of the quality you hear every day on Wisconsin Public Radio. So make a gift right now with your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
At WPR, we have this core group of supporters who continue to give and give and give generously, and they're willing to contribute because they depend on this vital resource. Maybe you rely on WPR as well, and for whatever reason, you haven't given yet.
Well, we're here to tell you that WPR relies on new donors, too. People like you to grow and keep high-quality programs on the air. Today's the day. Show your support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your gift of $10 or $20 a month or any amount that's right to you is all it takes.
There are many reasons to give to Wisconsin Public Radio. This drive, one of them is that your donation of any amount enters you in a drawing for tickets to see Hamilton in Chicago. But wait, there's more. The package also includes dinner out before the show and an overnight stay. We hope you'll donate to enter, but you don't have to donate to win. You can send in a postcard with your name, address, email, and phone to WPR Hamilton Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Sustainers, we've got you covered. You're automatically entered. Check out the rules and details at WPR.org/drawing.
You can give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Good morning. I'm Kate Archer Kent here with Michael Arnold. It's listener support that is the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on. And that's why your support during this fall member drive is so important. Maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
And we know that you value your time, and we value your time, too. It's only going to take a few minutes to make a pledge to WPR this morning. You can tell us your name, your contact information, how much you want to give, and how much you'd like to pay.
Super quick, super easy to do, and your gift right now really helps. So take the next few minutes on a Monday to support the station you count on at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have 50 minutes left in this hour. We're looking for just 10 people to join, and actually we're looking for you. You make WPR possible when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And as an added bonus for supporting the programs you love, a little lanyap here, your donation enters you in a drawing for tickets to Hamilton and an overnight stay in Chicago. No contribution is necessary. See all the details at WPR.org/drawing. Better yet, you're automatically entered when you give any amount, WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And by the way, sustainers making ongoing monthly gifts, you're automatically entered.
And if you're not a sustainer, now's a good time to become one. It's easy to set up monthly donations from your bank account or credit card at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. You'll provide ongoing support for the programs you love, and you'll get automatically entered in the drawings we have during member drives.
We just heard from Monica from Appleton, who says, I learn a lot from WPR. Thank you. Lori from Stevens Point is in the house, says, love WPR and NPR. Thank you both to Lori and Monica. And now let's hear from you at 888-202-2552. Your gift is powerful. It makes a difference. And thanks for your support. Let's talk e-bikes here in the morning show. Electric bikes are popping up all over, it seems, even though the technology has been around for decades. Latest market research says e-bike sales nationally have almost tripled in 2 years. Do you own an e-bike? How long have you had it? Where do you ride? And how does it help? What do you want to know about them? We're at 800-642-1234 to join in the conversation. Eric Bjorling is a spokesperson for Trek Bicycle, which is based in Waterloo, Wisconsin. Eric, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, e-bikes, take us on a little tour of them. What are they? How do they work?
Sure. So I think it's really important to talk about what an e-bike is right off the bat and get an understanding of that. E-bikes are not necessarily a motorcycle or a moped. They are just like any other bicycle you have. You have to actually pedal these things to make them work. It's really more of what you might think of a pedal assist. So it's almost like an invisible hand that kind of just is pushing you along. And what the electric motor is doing is really just kind of multiplying your output.
So you charge this electric motor. How often do you have to charge it?
It depends on how often you ride and at what kind of assistance that you ride at. The more assistance that you use, let's say, you know, it's if your electric bike has usually four settings, if you ride it at the highest setting, you might find yourself charging it every other day, every 3 days, depending on how long you use it. But it charges just like any other thing that in your house that you charge, like a cell phone or anything like that.
Why do we see, it seems like more people are buying and riding e-bikes? They're all around us. What's going on?
So one thing that's really happened is electric bikes have become a lot more accessible to the United States market. They've been huge in Europe for a little over a decade now, whereas you're seeing actually more electric bikes sold in Holland and Germany than you are seeing non-electric bikes.
Even General Motors is getting into electric
Everybody,
bikes.
Everybody, Harley-Davidson is getting into them. I mean, it is a number of companies that are getting into these things. And I think what you're seeing is a few things. One, I think they're really, really great for older riders, people that are looking to extend riding a little bit longer. You're seeing a lot more people using bikes for cleaner transportation alternatives. This is a great option for that. You're also seeing couples riding together a lot more. We see a lot of electric bikes that are sold in pairs, that are people are actually either buying them to ride them together, or what they're seeing is one person in a relationship is actually a cyclist and the other one wants to ride with them. These things are a great solution for a number of different challenges people have with bikes.
What do Wisconsin statutes say about where e-bikes can go and can't go?
Sure. So right now, on bike paths and things like that, you would want to ride an electric bike with probably the motor turned off, so it's, you know, so that you're not, you know, cruising down the bike path too much. We're working on there is some legislation going through the state of Wisconsin right now to really kind of provide more of a framework around these things. Over 15 states have adopted this exact same framework that's being considered in Wisconsin right now. And it's been really, really successful in those 15 states.
Curious thing happened to me commuting home on Friday. Someone came up behind me and said, on your left, sorry, it's an e-bike. Mm-hmm. And I said, don't apologize. You're fine. And of course, that was the end of our exchange because they left me in the dust.
Right.
But, you know, is there tension around the purists out there who say, I'd never ride an e-bike or have some pedal assist versus people who do ride e-bikes and may feel a tinge of guilt for the help?
I think with any new technology, there's always going to be a little bit of that. We're seeing less and less of that now as time has gone by. You know, you used to have people call these things cheater bikes or, yeah, I can understand the perspective of people that might view them differently. But I think with any other kind of new technology, a lot of exposure and adoption. I would just challenge anybody who feels that way to actually just ride one. It's still very much a bicycle. You know, the experience is not that much different. And I think that a little bit of that tension is going away as you see more and more of these bikes on streets.
People may have more opportunity to ride them. Madison just transitioned its bike sharing ridership program to an all-electric fleet over the summer. That's like 300 bikes. Mm-hmm. Are there other places in Wisconsin turning over their fleets?
There's other places that are definitely considering it. I can tell you about the Madison one specifically because we helped install that. One thing that electric bikes do and what we've seen is when you... a cyclist or when someone buys an electric bike, they tend to ride it actually a lot more. They tend to ride it not only more, but also in longer ranges because they can now with less effort and they can just do a lot more things with that bike. In Madison with B-Cycle, we're seeing 4 times the usership that we saw when it was a non-electric system. And Madison is actually the first city in the United States that made a full conversion from a non-electric to an electric system. And what you're seeing is 4x the participation, and what you're seeing is the range. We're noticing the range and the distance that people are riding these bikes is much, much greater than it was before.
Oh, and you can track all that because you have to track where these bikes
exactly.
have gone and where they leave them versus where they pick them up.
Exactly. So more people riding bikes in the city, I think that's a wonderful thing. More people riding them further, more people riding them for whether it's commuting or having a great time. It's a great way to see the city of Madison as well.
We're looking at the growing ridership around e-bikes with Eric Bjorling. He's with Trek Bicycle. Is there a downside to e-bikes? Should there be laws and regulations around them? Have you rented one? Join in 800-642-1234. We'll continue this conversation here on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, we're talking about the growing number of e-bikes we're seeing on the streets and what that means for the future of transportation in our communities. But first, let's check in on our fall member drive that happens to be motoring right along. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Mike Arnold. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
This is the Wisconsin Public Radio Fall Member Drive. You count on the Ideas Network for interesting topical conversations. We count on you to help these discussions stay on the air.
And listener support is the largest piece of funding that makes this show and all the others you enjoy possible. That's why your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is so important.
We have a goal to make here. We need 10 pledges in the door this hour. We go 1 hour at a time with these goals. There is time to get in those 10 pledges, you and 9 others. And thank you so much, by the way, if you've already given.
And if you haven't, now's the time to give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your gift funds the programs you enjoy.
You share every weekday morning with The Morning Show. I hope you do. And your morning wouldn't be the same without these interesting guests talking about a wide variety of topics. E-bikes this morning. The Ideas Network is here. When your alarm clock wakes you up for it, or while you share breakfast in the kitchen with us, drive to work with us, your support makes these morning conversations possible. So give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And you listen to Wisconsin Public Radio month after month, year after year. Now donate the same way you listen. Become a sustaining member. You can make an ongoing contribution of, say, $10 or $20 a month for as long as you wish.
And you'll have the satisfaction of knowing that you're always supporting the programs you love. Don't delay this. Become a sustainer right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This member drive asked for the new WPR travel mug. It's a 16-ounce stainless steel tumbler with a screw-on lid, vacuum-insulated to keep your drinks hot or cold. The wraparound design on the outside features a warm orange geometric pattern inspired by the WPR logo. Support the programs you love and show off your WPR pride. Ask for your travel mug when you give $20 a month or more. Here's how.
Go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552 to make your donation. Good morning. I'm Kate Archer-Kent here with Michael Arnold. Your support during this fall member drive makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. Your gift of $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose is the right amount.
And we'd like to hear from 10 people in this hour. We can do it. It starts with you. Maybe you've already made a donation this year or you're a sustaining member. If you are, thank you so much. But have you considered making an extra gift, say $50 or $100 at WPR.org or 888-202-2552? Join in this drive and thank you for your extra support for the programs you enjoy every day.
We have 10 pledges to go on these hour-by-hour goals here. We can do it. WPR is listener-powered. That is why your gift right now gives us this fuel here at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your gift is so important.
That's right. And maybe we need electric-powered support.
I think so.
That could help, actually. Yeah. Show your support for Wisconsin Public Radio and ask for the new WPR travel mug. We have a new mug. It's 16 ounces. It's stainless steel. It has this really cool geometric WPR-inspired design. We have really great designers here at WPR who do really cool things. And it's yours when you give $20 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And if you're a sustaining member, thank you so much. Make today the day you increase your support of WPR by, say, $5 or $10 a month. Whatever amount you end up choosing, do it right now while you're thinking of it. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Emma from Cashton called in this morning and said that she relies on our hourly newscast during the week. We appreciate that call and your support. We'd like to hear from you next.
Your gift right now, so important, at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you so much for your support. We're asking questions around electric bikes, e-bikes. They're taking off. So what does that mean for our cities and towns? In Milwaukee, we learned earlier this month, Harley-Davidson has prepared prototypes, but they're keeping their plans under wraps. Where are you with e-bikes? Do you own one? Are you concerned about cost? What about their speed? Do you prefer an easier pedal that takes you farther, faster? Join in at 800-642-1234 to be part of the conversation. Eric Bjorling is a spokesperson for Trek Bicycle. He stays with us. Let's go to the phones now. Marcus is joining us in Milwaukee. Hi, Marcus.
Good morning. So I have a 800 series Trek from 1995. I ride it almost daily. I love it. I don't necessarily feel like e-bikes are doing the most for the environment because you still have the electrical charge. So I'm not entirely sure about that. And if I could, Kate, I'd just like to say to everyone listening, please support WPR. You love it the way I do.
Marcus, thank you so much for the call. So Marcus is really hanging on to his bike that's well over 20 years old and then some. You know, that conversion for him is an issue because it is still relying on electricity.
Sure thing. Yeah. No, and thank you, Marcus, actually, for riding your bike. I think that's fantastic. You know, I think when you take a look at it, the concerns around the minimal amount of electricity that it does take to charge your battery, I think is going to be pretty well taken care of with the amount of carbon that you're not going to be using getting in that car every single day. I mean, an electric bike really does a lot for pretty much most car trips. You know, over 40% of all car trips in the United States are under 2 miles from the home. Almost every single one of those can be accomplished on an electric bike. So I think when you look at the environmental benefits, I think electric bikes hold enormous potential to really change the world for a lot of people.
Well, let's look a little bit on the battery life. There have been reports that show some of these e-bikes can, you know, their batteries can wear out in a matter of a few years, that it may be hard to find a replacement battery. Does that mean someone would just get rid of the bike or not replace the battery?
Sure. I think it's really important when you're shopping for an electric bike, you really want to consider what you're buying. There is a lot of product in the marketplace right now. I can tell you right now that we use Bosch components and motors. It's an incredible company out of Germany that makes a wide range.
They make
of
my
things.
Dishwasher.
Exactly. I mean, it's so funny. And the electric bike market for them is actually small compared to their dishwasher sales, right? Yeah. And compared to all of these things. They're a really, really well-respected company. But I think what you really want to do is when you're shopping for an electric bike, really consider the product that you're buying and think about longevity, how much you're going to ride it. There's a number of products at a range of price points, and they are going to have different lifespans and longevity to them.
You know, different e-bikes can help riders up to certain speeds, some up to 17 miles per hour, others up to 28 miles per hour. how much exercise can a person get on an e-bike since they are being helped?
Yeah, a tremendous amount, actually. There's a new study out of Europe, actually, that was tracking a lot of these things, because that is really where you see the most e-bikes being ridden. People who are riding e-bikes get almost the exact same benefit as somebody who's riding a non-electric bike. It's one of those ways, and people who couldn't ride on a bike before or maybe couldn't exercise at all, an electric bike is an absolute perfect solution for somebody like that.
So what about cost? If you see a glut of these e-bikes, lots of options on the market, shouldn't costs be coming down?
Absolutely. So with the proliferation of e-bikes and the amount of product that you see in the marketplace, you are starting to see price points come down to, you know, sub $1,000. Now, again, to our previous...
You mean under $1,000?
Under $1,000, okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. So, and again, to our previous conversation about really considering what kind of product you're buying, you really do want to take... There are going to be a number of options for you at wide ranges of prices. There are some that are under $1,000. They go upwards of actually over $12,000. And it really is dependent upon what you want to do and what you want to get out of that bike.
What about the resale market?
I think the resale market is something that we haven't seen a big, it hasn't been a big factor yet, just because these products are so new. They tend to last quite a long time. It's not like an electric scooter or something like that that might have a little bit more of a consideration around the quality of the parts and the longevity of it. So we haven't seen a tremendous amount on resale yet, just because I think they are so new to the marketplace.
Well, since we have an avid cycler here in the house, we only have a few seconds left, but what is the one piece of gear you can't live without?
Oh my gosh. Well, this morning it was my gloves. the one piece of gear that I can't live without with my electric bike, and I've been riding it a ton, would actually be, I love the rack and a pannier, just because it helps with grocery shopping so much. We live that not that far from the grocery store, and it really has replaced the need for a car for most of those trips.
Okay, so is that on the back?
It's on the back,
then?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. On each side to level
you can,
you up?
Yeah, then? You can do it on the back, on either okay. side. I found it, one side is just fine, too. So a nice backpack, a roomy backpack will take care of most of that as well.
Well, Eric, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Happy trails. Eric Bjorling is a spokesperson for Trek Bicycle, which is based in Waterloo, Wisconsin. Coming up on The Morning Show, we look at the rise and fall of municipal golf courses. That's coming up after this news update. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.